Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Some emails we're going to get to later on this morning. We got Diamond Dallas Page. Going to phone the program. The book's about a bunch of yoga stuff, but he's got a crazy life behind him that we're going to talk about, hopefully, because he actually survived being a wrestler, you know.
Yeah.
Drugs. I'm not sure if it's drugs and alcohol involved in his life or not, but I know there's a lot of women. Get a lot of emails from some fans of Diamond Dallas. So he went through a lot of ladies, you know.
He started late.
You would.
He didn't start the wrestling till he was 35.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And that didn't become the world champion till he was 42.
I love the world champion bit. I love the world.
Writers didn't write him as the world champion exactly. Until 42.
I remember reading that documentary about, the long blonde-haired wrestler.
Hulk?
No. The other blonde, his nemesis for years, famous blonde-haired wrestler. Oh, my God.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, right.
Okay.
That's a great documentary if you've ever seen it before. It was a 30-30.
Yeah, excuse me, 30-30, yeah.
And he said, the proudest day of my life was when my daughter became WWE champion. I said, the proudest day of your life is when they wrote in the fact that she was going to be the champion.
Yeah, you knew it ahead of time.
It's not the same thing. That's a great athletic endeavor wrestling is before you wrestling freaks pounce on us. Yeah, of course it is. It's tough
but
as hell
not,
to
but
do.
But it's not
yeah.
an open competition.
It's not an open competition.
No, but
like
it's,
the NFL yeah. playoffs or anything else.
It's like being cast in a lead role.
Yeah,
sure.
But he cried like she won something.
Yeah.
You know, well, she won the right to be
you
the champion.
You certainly have to be athletic to do it.
Oh,
yes.
God, yes. But, yes. And you get your ass kicked, too, man.
But you get
your ass kicked.
The outcome is not left up to fate.
No.
No, so. No. There's not a true playoff system.
No,
not at
no.
all.
The WWE or the TNA or no. whatever they got going now.
Chad Zumach's going to stop in, too, later on this morning. Chad's at the Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com, to see our friend Chad. He'll be here a couple days. Who's the headliner this weekend?
His name is Ivan Decker. He'll be here tomorrow.
We haven't met him yet, right?
No.
Okay. We know Chad pretty well. I'll be in a little later on. Looking forward to seeing our buddy Chad. And Petey Mack. Yeah, Petey's just in the doldrums now, isn't he? I know he just doesn't know what to do now, even though there's still football left.
Yeah, concentrate
so
on that.
I think we talk, I think after the Super Bowl, we just don't talk about sports when he's here. We just do other stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm serious. It's like he's just not going to have anything. He's going to be so depressed.
Let's talk
about sex, drugs, and rock. Let's fill another half hour of sex, drugs, rock. Don't you agree?
We still have three big football games left.
Yes.
And he's already bombing.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, he's looking past the Super Bowl. Right. There's going to be nothing going on in a couple of months.
Yeah.
I
don't want 3 months of Masters pregame. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they told us yesterday that Tiger's playing next week.
I don't care. I mean, I don't hate Tiger. I just don't care because it's still football.
If it's not
Tiger always plays well at Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See, okay, that's our sport. You ruined it.
Yep.
You ruined it for Petey. And we got a nice scene. We talked about people. I really wasn't sex enthusiast. It's people that. What was the story? How this come up?
This was back before Christmas break.
Was it?
Yeah, she mentioned it was back before.
Okay, or it might have ran during the appetizer, right? Well, this is a general subject we've always talked about. People that are getting laid on the side, you know, outside their relationships.
Yeah, the friends with benefits stuff.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know what it was. I remember talking about how if two people just have a sexual relationship, somebody always wants more. But we had said before in the past that the way that sometimes works, very rarely, even in this situation, is those two people have just as much to lose.
Yeah.
So they're both married or both in serious relationships.
And
that's what this involves.
That would be the case in this email.
Right.
Yeah. A few weeks before the break, you did a story about three different types of relationships and how they may change over the course of time. Yeah, that must have been friends with benefits.
Yeah.
And I forget what other ones we brought in.
Yeah.
One example is a purely sexual relationship. It may typically end badly. One of the two begins to have feelings for the other. I had to send you a note. Not true in my current experience. I have been in a purely sexual relationship for over 2 years, and neither of us have a desire to have a different kind of relationship. We're both married, and we don't want to change that at all. So that's it. Yeah, you both got to have the same.
Exactly.
You got to have the same in the game.
Except that one of those, even that what's scary is one of those is not as happy as the other person in their marriage.
True.
So they're thinking, I'm going to leave her and be with her or whatever, or leave with him, be with him. Does the email continue?
We work at the same company.
Yeah.
We did work
on always said that. Yeah. I got a sales meeting.
Yep.
I'm not saying the company, but I don't even know if that's what is involved here, but I got a meeting.
We did work on the same team for a few years, but we never indicated, he never indicated his desire until he left the team. We went to have drinks with a few coworkers, and many drinks later we kissed and went from there. We only have sex a few times a month when time lets us.
How do you suck face at a bar if you're married?
Yeah.
Somebody sees you. Even if you're not, in the public eye, somebody knows who the hell you are.
Well, you ask her if she wants to go see your car, and you take her out to the parking lot.
Sure.
You make your move.
And that does work, man.
Yeah, so it can work.
I didn't kiss her that time. I think she was weirded out by that.
He's 9 years my junior.
Yeah, of course, that's the kind of guys you like. Yeah. Oh, you're reading my email still. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a chick.
Okay, now, I'm not going to say this is what we all normally do. So relax, you're listening. We're not going to give you up. And never will, by the way. Till my dying day, I will never give your name up anywhere. I don't even know your name right now. I forgot about it. We Facebooked you. We looked at you. And you're a cute woman. And the fact is that it just became real when you saw photos of you and your family and hanging out. And I'm not going to tell. I am not going to be the moral police when it comes to infidelity. I'm not. To anybody. I'm not, I mean, to me, yeah. But I don't feel I have to tell anybody except your own spouse. Mess around.
When you've said the words, whatever Todd said happened.
Yeah.
Or anybody. I just don't want to be the moral police when it comes to adultery. I'm not, man.
I don't think
know people that have screwed around all the time on their spouses before, and I'm not going to be the moral police, you know?
You don't tell the spouse if it's just to relieve your own conscience.
She doesn't sound like she's going to by the way.
I don't think she should.
No. I didn't say she should. I don't think she should do that at all.
I don't think she's contemplating.
I think you're going to get caught eventually.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get caught.
Sounds like she's cool with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Right.
They say they have sex 2-3 times a month?
Yeah.
With the other person?
So it's not a torrid affair. Right.
How you doing?
They pace themselves, apparently.
It's an affair when time is convenient.
Well,
I got nothing going on.
You got to bang your spouse once in a while, too, to keep them happy.
That's how it's got to be.
Right.
When you're both married. Yeah, and you both have the same
amount to lose.
Yeah.
But then aren't you afraid, once again, I'm thinking too much into this, but if you're the person protecting your side and you're cool, her husband's not finding out and he's clueless and she's good with it, aren't you afraid the other guy's not quite as careful?
I guess.
Oh, and then all of a sudden that wife walks into a restaurant, or maybe they're not meeting in public anymore, but in the beginning they were a couple times, obviously drinking and sucking face. But he's not quite as careful when there's a knock at the hotel room door, and it's her wife, it's his wife, Too much stress. Too much stress. I was never married doing stupid stuff, and the stress was unbearable. I couldn't imagine the marriage stress.
We're only going to use carrier pigeons to communicate.
Exactly.
And if anybody catches on, you have to kill the pigeon.
Kill the pigeon last night. That's a great point. So, I'm glad she shared with us and And she's been listening for 20 years, so we appreciate you listening to the show.
Yeah, I've heard stories of...
And she's Latina. Yeah, she does say that.
Where sometimes people get sloppy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. And somebody's knocking at the door, and you drop your cornflakes. You know?
It's going to be a bad day. It's
going to be a bad day when Jay Madison dropped a spoon in his cornflakes.
I believe it was Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Oh, was it Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
All right.
Cornflakes would be too healthy for Jay.
It was Fruit Loops.
It was Fruit Loops.
I'd be Maize Flakes with him. I mean, he was an Indian guy, right?
Yeah.
Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Diamond Dallas Page. Thanks for laughing, puss. And it's a really bad joke.
Not proud of the joke either.
Chad Zumach, all that. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.